A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Fall is a vibe. So, what's yours? Do you go wild or get a little nostalgic? Do you like to cozy up indoors or kick it outdoors? Whatever you fall for, get shoes that get you. We've got the trend. You bring the vibes. DSW, let us surprise you.
All right, we're going to be seeing here relatively soon some pretty weird, wild, nasty weather. And whenever that happens, I like to reach out to my friend over at Channel 2 in Buffalo, WGRZ-TV, Chief Meteorologist Patrick Hammer, who joins me right now on the WestHer Hotline. We want to keep you informed and keep you safe out there. This is some crazy stuff we're going to be experiencing. And Patrick, first of all, I know that you're staying safe, but I want to make sure that everybody else is. So thanks for joining me here today to do this.
My pleasure. From the Hamburg campus, we call this, as we're all broadcasting from home now. So
yeah, I want to
know a lot of.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say we could chat about that in a second. I saw your new setup. You've got some pretty sweet digs now.
I did. You know what happened was I was on a conference call, and we actually had we did Brandon Bean. We had the conference call. The Bills PR set it up a couple weeks ago. It was great. And here I am with all these media members, and I got this plain white background. I'm like, this looks horrible. I need something. And I have shelves and stuff, but I have to move everything. I couldn't fit it the way I wanted to. I have a slanted ceiling behind me. So I reached out to my Entercom family here. And Sam Rudnick, who's our promotions director, is amazing. And I said, hey, do we have any WGR banners? And she goes, I have a WGR and a radio.com. So we set it up. I came in. I didn't even have to come in the building. They brought it out to me, put it in my car. It looks awesome. So for you, so that's what I'm going to do now for these conferences. What are you doing? Tell us about the setup and how it goes for you doing TV this way.
Well, when you look utterly professional now, I mean, it's crazy when I saw what it looks like. I've always felt, well, I shouldn't say I've always felt because this hasn't really happened before, but I like to, you know, put some stuff in the background that kind of maybe explains a little bit about who you are, right? I'm not going to put, you know, trophies or, you know, Emmys and things like that, but, you know, maybe something more unique. By the way, if you have trophies to show, why not do it? But I don't have any. So I've chosen select books or albums, little subtle things that you kind of hide in there so people have to really look and say, hey, that's a book on Frank Zappa. What the heck's that doing there? You know, or that's a pictorial book about this, that, or the other thing. So, I don't know. It's a lot. I like it to look homey and organic and genuine. However, we do have to keep it somewhat professional. But my kids have come in the night before and have like hidden things that I don't even know are there until I'm on the air. Like one morning, it was April Fool's Day. They had all these Christmas decorations in the background and elves on the shelves and things. And, you know, I was kind of called out for it because I didn't even see it.
You know what's funny to me? You know what's funny to me is, you know, I've always thought, like, okay, when you do something online like this and you do a conference or whatever, you're talking with fans, anything like that, Facebook Live, you know, have got to be professional and, you know, just very, very kind of cut and dry, right? Right in this box. And then, but this whole situation has taught me is, no, man, you know what? Things happen. It's okay in this day and age we live in. Max, my dog barks and everybody's like, hey, what's that? I'm like, that's my dog. Max comes upstairs. He wants daddy's attention. What's going on? And then I'm like, hey, you want to say hi to people? people love that stuff, man. I think that this is really kind of it reinforced that we don't have to be these robots doing this job. We just, it's great to show our personality. And, you know, you and I do that anyway, but it's okay in this situation, and even maybe not in this situation, for people to say, that's all good, man. We don't care because we're just watching you and we're getting our information anyway.
Yeah, I mean, my son almost took my head off with his drone while we're on the air. He's flying his drone. I took the whole operation outside, okay? I'm in the, we call it the weather patio, and I'm doing our midday show, and all of a sudden I hear the hum of a drone, and he's in the backyard flying this thing, and he's, like, doing near misses, thinking it's hysterical, and it ended up being kind of funny. But I'm like, dude, we're on the air here, you know?
But people are loving it. They're laughing.
Oh, yeah. My dog has walked in and snored at that hour of the morning if it's early. It's
just don't go to the bathroom on the Zoom conference like that one girl did that went viral. Did you see that one?
Was hysterical.
It was amazing.
That was so funny.
It was
in the fact, and who posted it? You know, that person, I mean, what was her name again?
I don't remember.
Carol or whatever?
Yeah.
Just like,
it was Carol Baskin. I'm just kidding.
I'm thinking Carol is the name on our mind right now, obviously. But, yeah, somebody actually took the time to post that. So that's even funnier. So the home office, I will say it's been 3 weeks now, coming up on a month. And there's some aspects of it that are kind of fun and unique. But my family is so ready for me to get out of here. I mean, they wake up and they're like, oh, you're still here. You know, usually you're downtown. At the office, but it's been a unique situation. We'd rather not be doing it like this for obvious reasons, but most of the people on the air that you see on Channel 2 and the other stations as well in the market are doing it from home. I mean, it's what we got to do.
Well, good for you, and thank you very much for the service that you're providing and still keeping us informed. We'll get to that now, the weather, because I got to tell you, my parents live in Georgia. They're in Marietta. My mom said yesterday, hey, we're going to get some really nasty weather. I said, we're going to get it after you. And she said, you know, the weather people have been telling us, you know, stay inside. Here's, you know, make sure you batten things down, basically, all that kind of stuff. I wake up this morning. First thing I check is, are they okay? What was the weather like? Right. I see a house in the middle of the road somewhere in Georgia. It literally, and I'm not making light, of course, this is a serious situation. I thought the Tin Man and the Scarecrow were going to come out. I mean, that's what it looked like.
Right.
There.
Right. Yeah. It started in Louisiana and Mississippi and Alabama and Georgia and South Carolina, too. Tornadoes and unfortunately, loss of life, too. But this is the same storm that is bringing us this kind of nuisance light rain now. But that severe weather, which is very typical of April, I mean, this is when the worst of severe weather kind of rears its head in that part of the country right about now. That same storm that produced all the severe weather there is going to produce the wind here. And here's the deal with our afternoon. You're probably looking outside going, okay, where's this wind? Well, the front that is going to stir up the wind is still 150 miles away. And when it crosses Buffalo in western New York, probably right after lunch, 1-2 o'clock, that is when the wind is going to crank. And we're going to see winds very similar, if you recall, to what we had over Halloween, where we had some 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts. Not sustained, we're talking wind gusts. And that kind of wind will cause power outages, will down trees, nothing like what we saw in the southeast, of course. But it's the kind of wind that can cause issues. Having said that, for a little bit of a peace of mind, the forecast looked a lot more foreboding over the weekend, okay? We're all looking at the weather charts, and it looked a lot worse. And we were seeing the potential for 70 to 75 mile-an-hour winds here, which will cause widespread issues.
That is over hurricane. That's over hurricane force, right?
That is right about hurricane force, right. And that is extreme for this part of the world to get that kind of wind. But we all were seeing it, and it was like, holy cow, the weather service, I mean, all the you know, those decision makers were all seeing the same thing. And luckily, in the last 12, 18 hours, it looks like the worst-case scenario won't unfold. It'll be more on the 50 to 60 mile-an-hour range. But you don't turn your head on that. I mean, that's still a strong wind, even though it's dead calm out there right now. I mean, I'm looking outside at nothing. You know, the wind, the trees aren't even moving. But it's basically from 2 until about 9 o'clock tonight when the winds will peak, And there will be power outages. There will be some downed trees. But again, it could have been worse. But
what are we talking about precipitation-wise?
Rain is going to be not going to be the issue. I mean, we're going to see some of this light rain. It's going to pick up a bit towards noon, maybe a rumble of thunder. But then the rain will pretty much end, and then it's the wind. Now, today's a day where the sun is not your friend. You do not want to see the sun today. And the reason is, if you get clearing in a weather pattern like this, the sun, the clear sky, indicates that the winds up high have a better chance of getting down low, okay? Mm-hmm. So if you see the sun, the atmosphere has a better chance of bringing higher wind our way. So if it stays cloudy, it's still going to be windy. But if you start to see some clearing, and we hope we don't, believe it or not, the winds could be a little higher. So just something, if you're out and about today and you're looking outside and you see the clearing, that's not a good sign if that happens.
I know we do have them here once in a while. Sorry to cut you off. I know we do have them here once in a while, but we generally don't get, like, we're not a very big area for tornadic activity. Would something like that be a concern today?
Not today, no. Okay. Where I live is about a quarter of a mile from the Hamburg tornado path from, what, 3 years ago, last summer of 17, I think it was. So we're not totally, I mean, we can get them, and they're usually small and weak, but this is not the setup for that. This is more, you know, area-wide wind. This isn't thunderstorm wind. This is wind. Well, we could see that too, but it's going to be a widespread high wind for everyone. But again, not as bad as it could have been, but it will still get your attention. And having flashlights ready and that kind of thing. We rented a generator because it occurred to us, wait a minute, if we lose power, there's no broadcasting from home.
No, that's right.
I've got the generator, got to learn how to use a thing, but
I have a generator that I bought when I lived in Florida because of hurricanes, obviously, that is has never been opened. I still own it, and it's got to be 15 years old. Is that still safe to use, or do I need to get a new one? I mean, it's never even been opened.
You're fine.
Okay.
But yeah, read the manual.
Okay.
That's the first thing our engineering department said to me when I got it. They're like, okay, listen, Hammer, we know you're not the most privy to, you know, anything mechanical. So know what you're doing. Fill it up with gas and off you go. But I think if yours is in a box, it should be fine.
And by the way, don't leave it inside. You got to put it outside. That's actually very dangerous. You don't want
it.
Good to know. Yeah, I want to make sure everybody knows not to do that. Our listening audience is widespread. You say this is going to be widespread. Obviously, we go into Southern Ontario. Right. We go Rochester, by Syracuse, down south. Where are we talking here? Everybody in the listening area here is going to be impacted the same, or is it going to depend on maybe north, south, east, west?
I think it's pretty much the same. There are some areas that tend to funnel the wind a little bit better, and that is basically that corridor from, let's say, Buffalo to Batavia to Rochester. That's a pretty sweet spot for wind.
Mm-hmm.
I also think, though, the south pounds are in play to get some wind right off the lake, and the lake shore is going to be pretty prone to some strong winds today. And I got to mention this, too. You know, for folks that live along the shore, my goodness, there has been 5 wind events since October. And each and every one of them has brought this, you know, lakeshore flooding and high waves to, you know, Hoover Beach, to the marina, to Upper Niagara River. And those water levels are already running almost historically high. And now you're going to take that water level and raise it some 3 to 5 feet because of all the wind blowing down the length of Lake Erie. It takes all the water over Cleveland and sends it here. So the water levels are going to rise. You're going to have these big waves, you know, along Route 5 near Hokes. And some of that erosion that can happen in Hamburg, Athol Springs, and then over towards the marina, and then down towards Dunkirk, too. So just a heads up for that. And again, I say all this with the weather being calm. This is mainly, we're still a few hours away from this wind to really get going.
Pat Hammer, WGRZ-TV, Chief Meteorologist, joining me here on the West Her Hotline on WGR. All right, so long range, what are we looking at going into May, June? What kind of summer, maybe? If you can give us an idea, obviously we'll blame you when you're wrong, but, seriously, this whole, it seems like we've had better than normal weather, and is that maybe because the lake did not freeze this year? I don't know.
Well, this was a bizarre winter. I mean, everything, it got kicked off with a bang in November, and then it just got warm and snowless. I mean, it was pretty quiet. Aprils have not been good to us lately. I went and looked. In the last, 10 Aprils, 7 of them have been cold and 7 of them have been wet. Now, not always coincidentally, but Aprils have been lousy. We've had these, head fakes in March thinking we've got a great spring, and then April comes and ruins the party. And I think this April is going to do the same thing, unfortunately. Even though it's mild now, it's in the 60s, the rest of the week, we're in the 40s, and even into next week. In fact, there's a chance of a few snow showers mixed with the rain Wednesday and then again at the end of the week. And there is nothing to suggest it's going to warm up anytime soon. So as we head deeper into spring, it is looking on the cool side, and it will probably end the month that way, which is lousy timing because, of course, all the kids are home and most folks are home, and you want to selectively in small groups get out and stretch the legs and do something outside, right? And it's been kind of hard to do, or it will be harder to do with this kind of chilly weather pattern that's going to take us probably to the end of the month. May and June is when you really turn the corner, but, I would say plan on the second half of April being cool and possibly damp as well, which I know I'm filled with good news today, but that's the deal.
All right, man. Well, I hope that we can at least at some point, maybe by the end of summer, start getting outside for some warmer weather and playing sports. That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, and take your inside hockey with Max outside, right? I mean, yeah. We're kind of dying for that. And that's the other thing. I mean, all these sports, I mean, it's baseball season, right? I mean, youth baseball, I want to get my daughter out playing softball and practice. And with all these sports up in the air, right? I mean, we just don't know. And you need just to get outside and get the kids exercising and use this time valuably if you can to be with them and play sports. And, it's going to be a little tough going with a cooler weather pattern for a while.
All right, Pat, before I let you go, I was asked to ask you from Howard and Jeremy about this word. Brayton, you have to give me a help again. Is it Seachy? Seach? How do you say this word again? What is this?
Seish.
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 All right, what is
Howard, Seish? Howard has been upping his weather vernacular game. It's impressive.
Okay.
I mean, he's on a roll here. Growl was the word a couple days ago. A seish is basically a... and they happen in different bodies of water. Monterey Bay gets them in California, but we do too. That's basically when the wind funnels down the length of a body of water and piles up the water on one end of that body of water. And for us, we're on the upper end because wind primarily is from the west and southwest. So a seish is basically a large swell of water, kind of like a bathtub. If you're in a bathtub and you sway back and forth, the water goes front and back. We're on the receiving end of that higher water level, and that's a seish.
All right. See, we are all smarter today for having you on WGR, man. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm fun at cocktail parties with info like this. Let me tell you.
All right, we look forward to hearing more drones in the background and what's going
on.
Yeah,
right. All right. Well, God knows what they're up to now, right?
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate it. Stay safe, and thanks for the info.
You got it.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Would you look at that?
It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snapple, it's really refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
People say, "I got you," all the time. Dads say it to their kids the first time they ride a bike. Friends say it to other friends when they buy them lunch. It's a good thing when someone's got you. It's especially good when someone's got you with important things like your health. And that's where WeShare's got you. We got you with a massive nationwide network of over 1 million doctors, which means you can likely keep your current doctor you know and trust. We got you with affordable prices that can save individuals up to $5,000 annually compared to traditional insurance, and save families even more. And we've got you with over 68,000 CVS Caremark pharmacies across the country. If you're tired of overpriced health insurance bills, come visit us at WeShareHealth.org or call 1-888-WeShare. Other smart Americans are making the switch every day. In a world filled with companies that cost you, it's nice to have one that's got you. WeShare Health. We got you.